NATO allies in Europe are scrambling for a united answer after President Donald Trump threatened steep new tariffs tied to a bid for Greenland.
European Union ambassadors are meeting urgently after Trump warned of sanctions on countries that reject any U.S. claim over the Arctic territory. Crowds have marched in Danish cities, including Copenhagen and Aarhus, voicing support for Greenlanders and rejecting the idea of a forced deal. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Syrian leaders announce a new pact with Kurdish-led forces, promising a halt to fighting.
The agreement sets out a ceasefire and a plan to fold the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces into the national army structure. Officials say the deal will let Damascus reclaim control over most areas previously held by the militia. International diplomats are watching closely. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Chile's government declares a state of catastrophe as fierce forest fires burn near major southern cities.
Authorities report at least 16 people dead and tens of thousands ordered to leave homes in the Ñuble and Biobío regions. Firefighters are battling dozens of blazes in rugged hills, where dry winds are driving flames toward towns and highways. The president has sent extra troops, aircraft, and emergency crews. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Minneapolis, protests over aggressive immigration raids keep building as federal agents and demonstrators face off intense street standoffs.
Crowds have gathered outside federal buildings and downtown streets, denouncing ICE tactics and the fatal shooting of local resident Renee Good. The governor has the National Guard on standby, while a federal judge has imposed limits on when agents can stop cars or arrest peaceful protesters. Kyle Norris reporting.
Health officials across the United States warn that a fast-growing measles surge is spreading into more states and straining hospitals.
The CDC reports at least 171 cases confirmed in 9 states so far this year, with most patients unvaccinated or of unknown status. Recent infections in Georgia, Oregon, Virginia, and parts of Utah have been linked to a strain that spread widely through Texas last year. Doctors say many cases involve children and teens, and they are urging families to check records. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Across parts of the United States, forecasters warn that a major winter storm could dump deep snow.
The National Weather Service has posted winter storm warnings for several states, with some areas facing up to 20 inches of snow and gusts near 50 miles per hour. Officials say whiteout conditions are likely on key highways, and travel may become difficult or impossible during the heaviest bands. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.